Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lunch Date. I am Sharia Farmer, your host for today. It's Tuesday, April the 19th. I am actually pre-recording today only because I have a caseload that is a lot heavier today, so I wanted to make sure that I was preparing myself to take care of my clients appropriately by taking care of myself. So for that reason, I'm pre-recording, and I'm still going to give you guys a great show, but I want to make sure that you understand it. This is pre-recorded, and even though it's pre-recorded, I still have a way for us to get involved in or to make sure that you can reach out. If you hashtag the lunch RS lunch date, either on Twitter, specifically on Twitter, I'll check throughout the day and also the week to see if you guys have any questions or anything that you wanted to contribute to the topic that we're going to do or discuss today. Because I am pre-recording, I'm only going to do about a 30-minute show today regarding one topic, and because the one topic includes some self-love tips, I think it was an awesome opportunity to talk about something that has been kind of weighing on my heart regarding when loving someone that doesn't love you back. So I put up a photo or a post, a quote the other day saying that don't confuse love or being hurt by someone who didn't know how to love with love. And being able to really separate the two and identify that sometimes the relationship or what you may have is over. So before we do that, I just want to give, again, the hashtag for Twitter, which is #RSLunchDate. I'm also going to tell you guys a little bit about the restructuring of the show because I want to make this more interactive. What I'm going to do is over the next few weeks, I'm going to be running some posts in order to get guests to be able to come and speak about different subjects related to relationship and or types of relationships. I'm also going to reach out to a couple of my awesome friends to see if we can do a pre-recorded pre-recording of some of the subjects that I talk about solo related to our different relationships and the different types of relationships I have with them. So once I start to roll that out, I will make sure that we talk about when the show will be live versus when the show will be pre-recorded. So I'm assuming or hoping to pre-record at least two out of the four shows a month, and then if not, three out of the four, depending on how much interest I get in terms of guests and or friends that will do a subject matter with me. So because it just feels like I want you guys to get an experience where you can actually navigate different opinions about the same subject and or see how the subjects that we talked about over the past few weeks really can benefit and support your healthy experience. So because we are live, I want us to realize that the reason or this show is dedicated to social wellness specifically is because I think it's important that we improve our relationships by discussing healthy communication, setting boundaries, and just positive interactions with those that we care about and those that we have to interact with daily, and just being our healthiest self to be able to have healthy relationships. So because of that, I'm actually going to talk today about something that really is important to me, which is knowing when it's time to let go, and sometimes having to understand that you can love someone and it still not be the right kind of love to be involved in. So that's actually going to be our topic today. I'm going to do just one quick communication tip, and it's really going to be, instead of 3 minutes, it's going to be 30 seconds for communication purposes. For those of us who are uncomfortable with speaking to another person when we're having difficulties and or arguments, remember that it's okay to write down what you're feeling and come back or revisit it at a later time so that you can make sure you're processing it and communicating it in the way that is healthiest to those you love. All right, so that is my tip for today. Just remember that communication does not only just include verbal, but it also can include the written word. And for some of us, if we need to take a break and or separate ourselves from the actual argument or conversation at the time, just be okay with stepping back and giving yourself the break and writing it down. All right, so that's our tip for the communication tip for the day. So I really want to get right into our topic, because this topic is going to include some self-love and some taking care of ourselves. We're not going to specifically do a relationship with me segment, because I want us to really see the importance of self-care within even our relationships that are ending and or are unhealthy for us. With that said, I really, when I was looking at how many people liked the post or liked the quote that I put up the other day, I felt like it was important to talk about it a little bit. And most of us at some point in our lives is, and I can speak for myself, was in love with someone who had stopped either loving them correctly and or wasn't loving them back. And it's the hardest thing in the world to feel like you have to move on when someone you love doesn't love you the same and or doesn't love you at all anymore. And that is a pull on the heart, a pull on the spirit, your self-esteem, your belief in self. All of those things can be affected when you think that someone doesn't love you. But what I want to talk about is how to stop loving someone and or how to give yourself the space to remove yourself from the level of love or intensity of the love that you might have for that person that they don't have for you. And one way particular is to really start to look at how much you're loving yourself at the time the relationship is ending or has ended. Really, what I mean by that is to evaluate and do a self inventory on your love life with yourself. How much time do you spend enjoying who you are, who you've grown to be, giving yourself the permission to be sad with the emotions related to the ending of the relationship, but not letting that be the only portion of who you are. So doing things like falling back in love with yourself, seeing who you are, identifying the things that you put on the shelf when you became a couple or you became interested in loving this person. Really look at that self that you were before the relationship. And if you really enjoy that person, how do you get back to them? And if you didn't, how do you grow from there? How do you become an individual, a person who looks at taking care of themselves first before taking care of someone else emotionally? So there's things that you can do. We talked about a few of them over the past few weeks, taking yourself out on a date, making sure you're doing relaxation opportunities, which is meditating or prayer, also massages. And massages doesn't have to always be a full out person giving you a massage. It could be a bubble bath, a nice smooth soothing bath. So ways that you're starting to really get back to molding your self-love through taking care of yourself, but also showing that you're falling back in love with yourself. So do some of the things that you would do when you're trying to take someone out or start dating someone at the beginning of relationships. You would do what? You would take them out to eat. You would talk to them about what they enjoy. These are the same things that you can do with yourself to make sure that you are somewhat starting to look at becoming a single self again in a way that says that I'm healthy and I'm happy and I can do this. The other thing is go outside. I think that a lot of times we, especially now as the weather is getting great in some of our areas, go outside, really take a deep breath, start to look at what else is in your circle besides that person that may have not been loving you correctly or no longer love you. And what I mean that is enjoy your friends. Enjoy your friends to the point where you actually are falling in love with yourself through the relationships you have with others, because they matter too. Because sometimes I know as we get into relationships, we can become this couple or this title as a couple that we forget our individual self. So what you're doing in this specifically is really falling back in love with yourself, but truly starting to identify yourself as a healthy single being, and even preparing you to make sure that when you get back into another relationship, if you get back into another relationship, you maintain or continue to have that individual self as well as your couple and your relationship. So really start to fall back in love with yourself is my first thing that you can do when it comes to trying to stop yourself from loving someone who isn't loving you. So that's the first thing. The other thing is when I had ended a relationship that had taken up most, if not the beginning portions of my 20s, one of the things that I did that I found very relieving and very freeing was I actually started to get rid of things that would be triggers or reminders of that person. And that doesn't mean that you get rid of everything, right? So I couldn't just straight up move out of my apartment, or I couldn't, well, I actually did at the time. That's a whole nother story. But I couldn't do things like get rid of my car. I couldn't get rid of things that may have been a purchase within our relationship that has to maintain itself. But I could get rid of pictures. I could get rid of text. I could get rid of emails that were sent. So getting rid of things that might be really dear to you that relate to that person loving you, but they no longer love you back the way you deserve. And when that relationship is over, somewhat the illusion of the love you had needs to start ending too. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have good memories with this person, you can't recall the good times, but what I'm telling you is that you don't want to have opportunities to revisit the hurt of loving someone so deeply that you don't understand why it doesn't work out or didn't work out. So I want you to go ahead, take the emails, the pictures, the tweets, the text, just everything that you know is a constant reminder of that person, and start to consider to downsize on the amount of it if you can't get rid of all of it. So even if your first step is just saying, today I'm going to delete the emails, do that. If the next step is, tomorrow I'm going to do the pictures, do that. But start to look at really taking yourself out of this self-loathing and or punishment for not having the love that you want kind of mode, where you look at the pictures and you say, why don't he love me? Why doesn't he look at me or want me to be, or he or she want me to be with him or want to be with me? So it actually allows you to not be able to look at things that will trigger you into self-loathing and or identifying the love that you lost or never really had, depending on the situation. Because sometimes when we love someone so deeply, we forget about the reality that they may not have really loved us the way that we were loving them, and that's okay. But it's not okay for us to continue to beat ourselves up to try to figure out, quote unquote, what, if anything, we can do. So start to really get rid of and look at throwing things out that you really don't need that will be triggers of and or reminders of that one person. And so, like earlier I said, I told you to go out, start talking to your friends, but specifically make an effort to actually have a girls' night, a boys' night, whatever the case is, where you actually spend some time laughing, joking, doing things that are not about anti-love, but about just the experience of hanging and being connected to a strong group of your peers, whatever your peers look like. And then also, this gives you a chance to start to dust off some of the brokenness that comes from wanting and or loving someone who may not have been doing the same thing. So get to planning a girls' night, a vacation with your girls, or even a guys' night. I'm sorry, guys, fellas, but just really consider enjoying your time with those who are closest to you or your friends. The other thing is, start to pull away and from your regular routine and do some things that are kind of like stepping out of your norm. So for me, when I started to look at stepping out of my norm, at the time I was working out in my home, and I was really enjoying working out in my home. But what I realized is that I had stopped going to different things that I enjoyed to do in the community. And so I started to pick up my dance classes. I started to try to make sure I volunteered or go to different things that related to things that really showed how much I enjoyed helping others, but also it helped me because it gave me an opportunity to break the norm of what was becoming somewhat a sorrowsome or this disconnect from dealing with the fact that it's over and now it's time to start really moving to new activities that does not include that other person. So this is similar to breakup, but it's not the same, because I want to make the point that this could also be a person that you've never really dated, but you guys were intending to date, or you started to fall in love with a friend or someone who you really cared about deeply, and they ended up being with or dating someone else. So this can be a number of different types of relationships. But some of these things will work regardless in terms of really stopping yourself from overly analyzing and or suffering from the pain of not being loved the same way you're loving them. So the other thing is, I'm not a believer that you have to cut off all contact with the person, but I do believe that if the contact continues to build up or bring up emotions that you are out of your control or limits you the possibility of getting healthier, that you may consider cutting that person off for a moment, for a while, in terms of really saying, I can't do this and be healthy. And that's okay. Now, when cutting someone off, I'm a person that if you are a friend to this person and it's not an ex, it's not a person who you know you just don't need to deal with at all, I'm a true believer that we do communicate what we're doing, and or we do it in a way that says that if I choose to have this relationship in my life at a later time, what's the healthiest way or the best way for me to do this? And that could be communicating or talking to them or taking a break without them really recognizing the break. So what I mean by that is, instead of calling or texting 4 or 5 times a day, you go down to once a week. And so it's really not that you're, it's that you're cutting them off in a way that is balancing the interaction and or taking away from the time that you're investing in the person so that you can start to have space for others and space for the possibility of a new love or a new experience with love, even if it's just a break. And so I say that because I'm not a person that just says cut off every single person that hurt. Well, not a believer that you cut off everyone just because they didn't give you the exact thing that you wanted to give them, because there might be possibilities for friendships and other things that could blossom out of it. So, however, take the space you need and manage the space you need based off of who you know you are in relationships and who you know you are related to the emotion. The other thing, when I said earlier to start to get rid of some of the memories, consider the Facebook accounts, the social media things that you might kind of stroll through without strolling through, but you're really doing it to see what that other person is doing. Consider blocking yourself or consider taking them off of your social media just so that you can stop yourself or prevent yourself from being rejected. And being rejected in a way that really isn't from the other person, but from yourself saying, how are they out there enjoying their lives and not wanting me to be a part of it? How are they out there dating or seeing someone or talking to someone and enjoying them when they're not considering me? So really consider cutting off the social media, whichever format you have to do that. You can block them for a little while. I have friends that are, I love, and some of them, but just because our change in our relationship, I block them because I don't want to see a frequent amount of all the toxic things that they might be doing. Now, we might still be friends and we might still be cool, but I keep it managed according to not wanting to see certain things in order to also not judge or feel like that's something that I want to participate in with them and they never asked or cared. And that doesn't mean that you're jealous or envious, it just means that you're managing your emotions related to the rejection or the level of rejection you might feel based off of that type of relationship that you thought you had or wanted to have with the person. So get rid of social medias as much as you can and or block. Know that sucks. I know you should be able to do or see whatever you want, but sometimes our heart needs a break. Our heart needs to be able to breathe. And even if it just considered a time frame in terms of 5 to 6 months, 3 months, whatever the case is, just being able to take the break might help you. So, because I'm not a person who cuts everyone off, there are some people who can get friend from a scenario that was either ex and or interest. But in some cases, we have to be okay with saying that not every relationship evolves to friendship. So if I know that the agony of hearing this person is with someone, seeing that this person is with someone, is going to outweigh the possibility of us being friends and really doing things and enjoying each other, then I need to consider that there's no point of making everyone that I may have loved and not loved me the same my friend. If this person is someone that you know passionately that you cannot or will not be able to do that, go ahead. Just like the social media, just like I said earlier with not having to cut people off, it's also okay to cut them off if you know that it's too much for you. Okay, so we have a ton, like a million different love songs, a million different heartache and heartbreak songs, and when we are going through things, we tend to gravitate and be pulled to these types of songs. And so I'm going to say, don't do too much of the sad music, sad song, oh my God, why don't you love me back? Now, mind you, everyone knows me, that knows me knows I love Anthony Hamilton. But during an ending of my relationship, there's certain songs of Anthony Hamilton's that I could not play because I was not going to punish myself for trying to move on from loving someone who wasn't able to love or show love the same way. So I'm not going to put myself in the position to hear lyrics that constantly remind me of this emptiness or this love that I could have had. So although some people think, oh well, I love listening to these songs, that is it's just punishment. So consider changing up the song, change it to an upbeat, You'll Love Again, I Will Survive. Now, I'm not saying go to anti-relationships the other end, but I am saying to find an uplifting, cheerful, more upbeat and soft music that will really start to reinforce that the love is real and love exists, not music that tells you that there's only heartache, there's only brokenness, there's only anger and hurt in love, because that's not true. And the concept of love is never just anger or hurt. It's so many more, it's so much more and so much enriching and loving and caring for another person. And that is what you want to start to make sure you're reinforcing, versus if I'm listening to, and I'm trying to think of a song by Anthony Hamilton right off, A Broken Man, so many, like, Dear God, right? If I'm listening to music that is basically telling me that relationships are hard, people are going to love you differently or not be able to love you right, then I'm reinforcing what I think I deserved or the consequence of loving. And that's not fair to love or you. And I say that because love is a great thing and it should be viewed that way. And when we constantly reinforce a negative view of something, then it's harder also for us to reintroduce that back into our life. So consider turning off the sob songs that just are endlessly about the breaking of hearts and your heart never ends again. Take a break. Take a vacation. So I remember at the time I was traveling anyway, because I always loved to travel, but I started to travel alone in a way that was still reflective of what I desired to do. So I would go to Miami, I would go to visit my brother. At the time, my brother was living alone in Atlanta in terms of my siblings or my family, so I would go and crash his crib every other month, or well, it was a lot back then, and he would let me because he also got a chance to be with his sister, but it also gave me a chance to take a break from this reality that had consumed me and to start to reintroduce myself back to a healthy single self. And even when I started to date again, I maintained certain habits like taking vacations, going to see my brother, going to go places on my own, because I started to see the importance of never getting so lost in loving someone else that you're not taking the time out to take care of yourself. And that's why, you guys, every week, if you've been listening, I reinforce that segment about relationship with me, because I truly believe that the healthiest thing I did for my marriage was when I was single, being able to really love myself fully and be able to say that I'm an individual getting into a relationship, not looking for a relationship to be with someone. And I tell you, like, I still travel alone. We go separate places. He goes to some place times, I go sometimes, and we are very much still in love with each other, but in love with ourselves too, and the things that we enjoy. So take a vacation. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that I did. Now, I started to consider like a new look, without a new look, because I'm really content with my hair, my image is who I am. So parts of me, I just enhanced those things. So I made sure that I started to be more expressive with how I looked and really started to cheer myself up through a change. So for some of us, I'm not a true believer in retail therapy because I feel like it's an expensive way to handle emotional health. If people really took the time to care for themselves consistently, it's actually cheaper than retail therapy because most of us can't afford to invest in shopping every single time there's sadness. And although we might enjoy it, because I do enjoy shopping, I don't connect it with an emotion for a purpose because it's not going to handle or deal with it. But what I will say is that I started to do things like increase hobbies that I was into. So things like making earrings, soaps and lotions, and really getting back into crafting and doing things that made me happy, and reminding myself again, and this is just going to keep being reinforced, that I am fine on my own. And singleness isn't a bad thing. It's an experience, and it's a good experience to have when you can breathe and in love and enjoy yourself. So, the other thing is, I started dating. Now, I am, again, just like the sad music, I'm not one that believes that, what is it? There's plenty of fish in the sea, or the best way to get over a man is to get under a man. I don't believe that. But I also believe that in starting to fall back in love with myself, I started to see the value and the worth in saying that, yes, I do want to be in a relationship, but I want to be able to determine who I'm in a relationship with based off of my needs and their needs being met, not one or the other. And so really telling yourself that it's okay to start to go back out there, you're worthy of love. And even if you're not ready to do these things, start to tell yourself the truth. Start to tell yourself a new truth that although that person was not capable of loving you or showing you the love that you deserve, does not mean that you don't deserve it. It means that you need to start seeing and evaluating your decision making when it comes to relationships or love. So really getting back into the world in terms of dating is not a bad thing. Take the time you need, right? So for some of us, we can jump right back out there. I'm not a person who can always do that, so I don't know that. But when I was dating, it kind of looked that way. But when it was a real relationship, it really took me time to breathe and fall back in love with myself in a way that was happiness and singleness. After that, because of how I dated, it became easy for me to determine, I don't want this. I do want that. I enjoy your company, but I can't see us moving further than friends. And being able to be okay with saying the friendship zone for a person is okay, and or we just dated and we're not friends at all. That's something that came with learning that although someone didn't love me correctly, it doesn't mean that I don't deserve love, and that it doesn't mean that I don't deserve to have a decision or make the decision based off of what my needs are as well as theirs. Because the reality is that, again, the reinforcing of loving yourself and identifying the strength and loving yourself in a way that's honest to who you are is exactly what we want to do, especially when we're trying to stop loving someone who doesn't love us back. So getting stronger in ourselves, trusting our heart again, trusting our ability to embrace and care for or comfort others, but still comfort ourselves without putting someone else in that position or putting ourselves in that position again, where anyone is able to make us feel that them not loving us stops us from loving ourselves. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that you guys got something. If not all of the tips, try one or two of them until you can get through this. Know that on the other side of sadness can be joy, can be happiness and success. Know that if you are if you are traumatized or hurt by brokenness, it doesn't mean that you will maintain or stay broken, that you have an opportunity to be free, just like all of us, that you have an opportunity to love and be cared for and just respected in a way that says that you're lovable. So remember, you tell yourself who you are and what you are. And if you start to tell yourself the truth, which is that you're worthy and worth being loved, then you are. And so that's our topic for today. Before I go, I want to again tell you guys, if you want to interact, I'm going to check through Twitter. If you want to hashtag a question and or a statement related to the topic, which was how do we stop loving someone that doesn't love us back, feel free to ask some questions. Go onto either my onto our blog, which is radiantsunshine.org, or you can go to Twitter and do the same. Actually hashtag and or directly message me a question, and I'll see if I can answer it for you guys within the next segment or within the next show. So before I go, I want to let you guys know that on May the 1st, the RS Women Enrichment Community is officially opening. So a community built to empower, enrich, and educate women. I am so excited. I've gotten an opportunity to travel and do speaking specifically on depression and anxiety. And I really developed this website to really try to address some of the things that I heard or got from young women and women from different ages that said we need something that is about us constantly being supported, or a continuum of support. And this is what I hope this becomes for all of us as we consider what we gift ourselves and what we need to start to refresh ourselves and do things new. So right now I am actually doing a pre-sale, which is from today. Actually, it started on April the 15th and it goes until the 30th of this month, which is going to basically give you $7 off of the membership at this time. So if you guys go over to rsdevelopment.org and go to become a member, you'll be able to read the details of the actual pre-sale, which ends on the 30th. So I would suggest you do it because you get a chance to get the membership or the first year membership at a discounted rate. And throughout the year, I'm going to be doing sales and advertisement, but this one may be probably the best until maybe next year when we're getting ready for a new renewal time for membership. So again, what you'll get in the membership, just for those who didn't hear last week, you'll get you'll get over 100 different transformational resources, blogs, articles, videos, pre-recorded or live recordings on women wellness. You'll get webinars based on my actual RS wellness wheel, and you can check out the page to see what that wellness wheel includes. You'll get a monthly group coaching with myself, Sharia, and you'll get a one-time 50-minute individual coaching session with one of the RS counseling and wellness coaches. And now my normal price for coaching is $125 an hour. This membership for some people will be less than that if you're a student, and then if you're an adult or if you're a non-student, it's also still less than that. So you're actually getting that one thing will pay for the fullness of this course or the fullness of this community, because you'll also get things like personal development course. You'll get a career development course that talks about changing and or growing in your career. You'll get discounts on any individual coaching sessions that you want after that intake and or first session. You'll also get 25% off of our wellness or women retreats and conferences. And then also once you get into the community, there's things that I offer that are only going to be offered for those who are within the community. So you guys do not want to miss this. I'm telling you, it's an awesome opportunity. I put a lot of hard work into it. I officially have one coach right now, and I'm trying to train another as we speak. And I am just excited, and I just can't really say that any more than the fact that I want you guys to get excited and also consider joining. Again, go to rsdevelopment.org, go to become a member, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And I hope that you guys either yourself or a woman that you love could benefit from this, because it's an awesome gift opportunity for Mother's Day, which is coming up too. I'm going to have a Mother's Day sale, but it will not be as good as this one. So consider purchasing that pre-sale and just getting connected with us. All right, you guys, please be well. I will see you next week. Again, this is Sharia Farmer, the host of The Lunch Date, and I'm glad you joined me. You guys stay well.